In a culture screaming, make it all about you. What if the real danger isn't low self-esteem, but thinking you're a bigger deal than you really are? Today, we're asking a hard question. In what ways are you tempted to think too highly of yourself instead of using sound judgment? Discover how pride quietly poisons your family, your work, and even your politics, and how God's grace can reset your mindset. Stay with this devotional and let Romans 12 reshape how you see yourself, your calling, and the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And if you haven't checked out our websites, go to FPIW.org and you can see all of our public square ministry, the materials on prayer, evangelism, discipleship, grassroots, activist, all the things that we have created to help you be impactful and productive in the public square. And our FPIW Action website, there you can find much on how do we steward the government? How do we pray for our elected officials? How do we contact our elected officials? And all the rest there. So check out those two websites. Also, if you're enjoying this series, Transformed Living, a Romans 12 roadmap, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change our hearts so that we can change the public square. So we are going to dive in just a few moments. Finally, if you are a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, your monthly support makes an incredible difference. Whether it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000 a month, it doesn't matter. We are so thankful for your generosity, and that's the only way that we can keep producing materials like this. So today's question is this: in what way are you tempted to think too highly of yourself instead of thinking with sober judgment? This is a non-popular question, but it is so needed because there's so much arrogance and pride in the public square that we need to all ask ourselves this. In what way am I tempted to think too highly of myself instead of thinking with sober judgment? Let's read the scripture today, and it comes from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, every time you see a therefore, you got to go up to before it, for from him and through him and to him are all things, to him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, my brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect. All right, here's our verse. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. So let's break this verse down, verse 3 down. I think there's 5 or 6 components to this. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you. He says, I'm going to communicate something through God's grace that was given to, in this case, Paul, given out to the other individuals. He's saying this message through God's grace. And that grace is the same grace for from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. That same grace is inside of you. And I think a lot of depression and fear and anxiety comes not from thinking too lowly of ourselves, but honestly, from thinking that we are too important, thinking too highly of ourselves, more highly than we ought to. And so I want to speak grace, 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 grace to you, just like Paul is and to us in the scriptures here, and remind you that how you evaluate, he says, I say to every one of you, this can be a problem for each one of us in the public square, where pride, arrogance, lofty thinking, and even lowly thinking, but we think we should be better, right? So sometimes people misdiagnose themselves. And what do I mean by that? They think too lowly of themselves. And what I mean by that is they have a false pride, and that pride says, I should be better than I am, versus another false pride, which is the opposite direction, which says, I am way better than everyone else. So whether it's external or internal, Every one of us needs to look at our pride and our arrogance and check it out. We need to be men of God who are willing to stand up and say, no, I am what I am because he is who he says he is. That's it. That's it. It's only because of his grace and his mercy poured out on ourselves. He gives the command of where this is going, that you not think more highly of yourself than he ought to think. In other words, that you not think more highly of himself than he ought to think. It is easy in our culture, especially in the political government realm, is to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Here's something that I'm learning and that I'm still trying to grow in. I am not a big deal. You are not a big deal. We are not a big deal. We are nothing. And that the only thing that we are, I am what I am by the grace of God. That's it. And not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And we need to evaluate ourselves because our culture is constantly telling us to think more highly of ourselves and not to look at ourselves, what it says next is, with sound judgment. Could you imagine what would change in the public square if we all had sound judgment of our talents, our abilities, our skills, or whatever it might be, to understand who we are and whose we are, and that we have been bought with a price, the price of Jesus's blood, and that we are made brand new. But we have to ask ourselves, am I being prideful in how I evaluate myself? Now, some of you men need to evaluate yourselves. You need to stand up and say, take a spiritual account of yourself and not just say, I prayed a prayer and now I'm going to heaven. But really, am I living for the glory of Almighty God? Am I living so that I may please and honor him? Am I stewarding every aspect of my private life, of my family life, of my business life, of my government life, of my church life, of whatever it might be? I may say this out of order slightly, but whatever it might be, am I really evaluating? How am I thinking of myself? Or does my family have to revolve around me? Or does my government have to revolve around me? If you are voting to see what you can get out of government, you're voting for the wrong reason. If you are being a business leader and saying, hey, what can I get out of this? You're not being a servant leader like God's called us to do. You need to look at that pride and figure out how to handle it there, to repent of it and turn to the living God and ask him. So it says, but to think so as to have sound judgment. And so we need to have sound judgment when we evaluate ourselves. And then he says, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Now, you may be a young man or maybe an old man, I don't know. And you're thinking, man, I want to be a half cup of flour, but it seems like I'm only an eighth a cup of flour. Here's what I know. Many things in my life, I thought I should have had more flour in the measuring cup. I should have a bigger measuring cup and more, that God should trust me more. But God has allotted. Remember we talked about the sovereignty of God? Just like God has a bride, God has a nation, God is sovereign. We just went through that like 45 days or 46 days, whatever it was. Same with your faith. He's allotted a measure of faith. And the question is, are you wasting time today trying to make your measuring cup bigger instead of using fully and functionally all that you have been given? All I can say is this. I know I wasted a lot of time wishing, hoping, being jealous thereof, someone else's measuring cup, instead of taking the quarter cup of flour that I am and using it for the glory of God. He's given each of us a measure of faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we will accurately and humbly reflect upon ourselves and use sober judgment in our walk with you, our walk in our families, our walk in our churches, our government, our businesses, all the things like that. Help us to use sober judgment. Lord, we know that we are nothing except through your grace. And so we thank you for your mercy and your grace upon our lives. Go before us today, surround us today, and teach us to look inside before we start stepping outside. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.